why did I dress in this gimpy little witch costume? I'm so fucking cold. I did it. To be noticed by him. But I fucked it up. I stood on the other side of the room from him for an hour. And finally worked up the courage to say hi. And then a much hotter, drunk, stupid girl ran over to him and hugged him, and then he forgot all about me. I'll have to find her later. But there's still a chance. I need to remember what Mama taught me before they took her. Never give up until he's accepted you as his soulmate. Never give up until he's accepted you as his soulmate. Wait, he stopped. Did he see me? No. This is it. This is his house. Oh my God. I can't believe this is where he lives. Oh, it's so cute. Oh my gosh, he's got little pumpkins and cat decorations everywhere, and the lights and... Oh, shit! That was close. He almost saw me when he turned to unlock his door. I need to be more careful. Okay. I can do this. I just need to knock on his door. Surely he'll understand why I followed him home. I have a pretty good excuse. And then finally, we can really talk. I can get him to invite me in. Maybe he gives me something to drink. And then things will just happened from there. What the fuck am I doing? This will never work. He's gonna think I'm a freak. I gotta hide. I hope those bushes are thornless. I hope he can't see me. Oh, he's still wearing part of his Halloween costume from the party. But his shirt is open. He looks even better like this. Phew. Alright. At least he didn't look too annoyed. Just a little creeped out. I can't keep doing this. I can't give up. Just because I tried to talk to him at a party and failed miserably does not mean that he's not interested. It probably means that he doesn't even know I exist. Okay, I've got this. Alright, I'm fine. I won't run. Hello. I mean, trick or treat. Yeah. It's me. And it was me before, too. I was, you know. Kind of tricking you in the spirit of Halloween. So, hi. Yeah, I'm the girl at the party who said hi to you. Oh, you remember me from class at college? Really? You know me from class? Wow. That's so very fantastic. I mean, that's so fortuitous. Why am I here? Oh, right. Sorry, I just wanted to return this pen to you. You dropped it. Well, I mean, you dropped it a few weeks ago. I've had it since then. No, I wasn't going to keep it. Honest. I just... Oh, God, this is so embarrassing. Honestly, I wasn't brave enough to talk to you. And I just kind of liked having something of yours around. Wow. It really sounds creepy when I say it like that. Yeah. So, here it is. Sorry, it took so long to get back to you. It's a very nice pen. It's lovely ink. I wanted to return it at the party, but I chickened out. Yes, please. I would love to come in. It is, yeah, it's Julia. Sorry if I seem a little weird. I guess I'm a little bit shy. Oh, yeah, water would be nice. Thanks. I did have a lot to drink at the party. Oh, thanks so much. Oh. Thanks. I know we only just met officially, but I feel like I already know you so well. Isn't that weird? I may have been following you around for a while now. I mean, nothing creepy, obviously. Just like around town and in public places. And finding out which restaurants you liked, and which classes you were taking, and learning where you lived, and meeting your friends and your exes, and getting books. I saw you reading, and... I mean, I could see why... how you think that behavior is a bit... suspicious. Oh, yeah. Not like I have a shrine of you at home or anything. I need to make sure I lock that closet door when you come over. What? Oh, I didn't say anything. Anyway, I guess what I'm saying is that I've been doing these things because I haven't been able to work up the courage to talk to you. I was afraid of you rejecting me, or not talking to me, or just laughing at me. Most people do that. Laugh at me. Sometimes. I mean, not anyone you'd want to know, but still. No. I'm not one of those creepers who makes up a whole relationship with someone and then gets all mad when it doesn't work out. I guess I'm a different kind of creeper. I'm the kind who likes you a lot and follows you around too much. You're a smart, attractive, funny, and you make this cute little expression when you focus on something. I know you never would want to go out with a girl like me, but I still had to try, you know? Besides, I really do want to get to know you For real. Yeah. I want to be your friend, I guess. The crush is nice, but I mean, it's a little crazy to think that you'd just look at me and suddenly want me when you basically just met me. And I feel ridiculous in this outfit. This last minute costume idea I had put together at the last minute. Thanks, but you don't have to say that. You really think I look good as a sexy witch? That makes me feel a lot better about this whole evening. I removed a lot of materials from it, especially in the top, to be a bit more revealing. I was a little worried that it was gonna fall apart at the party. So yeah, I would love to just hang out and get to know you first, you know? I mean, I don't have a lot of friends, so this would be really nice. Oh, fuck! No. Oh, no. I can't believe my top just fell apart. No, I'm not wearing a bra. You just saw everything before I could cover myself. This is so embarrassing. Fuck. I can't pull up my top without giving you another show. Turn around. Oh my god. You're not even listening to me, are you? You're just staring at me. What? Wait. Do you think my tits are hot? No. It's fine. Just tell me. Really? Well then, feel free to look as much as you want. I'm not going to cover myself anymore. I love the way you're looking at me right now. I kind of assumed you'd have women over here all the time getting naked for you. I can't believe that no one went home with you tonight. I guess you did go home with someone, even if you didn't know she was there. So, do you want to touch them? Well, I mean, you're looking pretty intently. Which is fine, but you know you could do so much more if you wanted. That feels so nice. Just play with them. Oh, yes. It's fine if you pinch my nipples a little. Would you kiss me, please? Just a little bit. Having your hands on me while you're making out with me. Oh, it's almost too much. Mm-hmm. upstairs to your room. If you really want to. I mean, I would be more comfortable there. No. I completely trust you. One thing about being your stalker is I've gotten to see how you are with other people when people aren't around. You're always so gentle and kind. Is that weird?
Okay. I can accept that it is both weird and nice.
Oh my god. I'm really here. I imagined this so many times, but now I'm actually seeing the inside of your bedroom.
I'm sorry. I'm just kind of fangirly. Stalker girly.
Stalker gazing.
I mean, I knew that I would be wrong, but I did kind of have all of these elaborate ideas of what your room would look like, what your bed would look like, what your sheets would look like as you push my head down into them. Oh. I got a little carried away. I do that sometimes. Anyway,
do you want me to blow you, or you've been staring at my tits for a while now, and I see some lotion over there. Maybe you want to fuck my tits for a little bit? You can come on me if you want. How about it? Do you want to see your cum all over my tits and face and neck?
Yay! Go get comfortable. Oh, here. I could apply the lotion, but I think you might enjoy rubbing it all over my chest instead. Make sure you get enough lotion. You have a lot to cover.
Oh, no, you're fine. Oh, it's just cold. Yes, rub it all over my tits. Especially in between them. We don't want any friction getting in the way of your enjoyment. Fuck. You're really spending a lot of time on my nipples, aren't you? God, you're so good with your hands. Not too harsh, not too gentle. It's different for some girls, but I am unbearably sensitive on my chest. Sometimes I get off just playing with them. Yeah, that's it. Just lay back. Let your slutty little stalker do all the work. Oh, your cock feels so fucking hot.
in between my tits. Am I doing it right? Yeah, it's my first time. I've never done this for anyone. Do you need me to go faster? Okay. Do you like feeling my soft tits around your hard cock? This really is getting me wet. A little bit came out of your cock. Yeah, that's it. I can see you tensing up. You're getting close, aren't you? Don't hold back. Just let yourself go. That's right. Come on me. Cover me. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Oh, wow. You came a lot. You must have really needed that. That's normal for you? Wow, that's so fucking hot. I love cum. No, really. I get really turned on when a guy in porn just coats the girl's face and tits and so nice. Plus, yours smells really good. Tastes good. I mean, it's not like the best thing ever, except that it's yours. And it's still hot. And that makes it the best Halloween treat. Oh, yeah. Tissues would be great to help clean up the rest. Thanks. Yes, I know you might need a little bit of rest, but I bet I can get you back up and running. Why? So you can fuck me, silly. Don't you want to fuck me? You've come all over me. I'm so fucking wet. I'll do anything to have that cock of yours inside of me. Alright then. If you're interested, then I'll try to get this beast back to full strength. Cleaning your cock with my tongue has the added bonus of getting to taste more of that delicious cum. God, and it is such a wonderful cock. While I might be biased, I really like you. let you know that. What you don't seem to know is that your cock is the best cock. It is. I mean, I've seen lots of cocks in porn. I gotta admit, I enjoy looking at them. But I've never felt anything like this from just seeing one, much less feeling it pulse come all over me, or taking it in my mouth. So when I say this is the best, hottest, tastiest cock, I mean it. I don't want any other cock inside of me now. Just this one. It's going to be difficult to get excited by porn again. God, I love having you in my mouth. You're getting hard again. I bet you'll get even harder if I get you into my throat. Almost. I did it. You did it. Did it feel good having all of you inside of my mouth? You're nice and clean now. You look ready to go again. What do you think? Do you want me on top, or... Hey. You're really eager. Of course it's okay to force me down on my knees and elbows. You can do whatever you want. I'm assuming you want my head down and my slutty ass swaying in front of you like this. Go ahead, take off my panties. The costume skirt won't stop you. Can you see how wet you make me? Sometimes I'm just watching you and I just ache for you to fuck me hard. Is that what you want? Do you want to fuck me hard? Oh, fuck. Oh, you're feeling me fucking perfectly. Thank you for giving me a second to get used to you. I'm a virgin. Was a virgin. Oh.
Oh my god. Oh, every stroke feels so fucking good. Every time you leave, I just want you back inside. Fuck, this was amazing. Yes. Yes. Oh, force my face down. Force yourself inside of me. Fantasize about. I've always wanted you to take me like this. I can take it. Punish me for being such a dirty little stalker slut. Ah, yes, yes, yes. No, please don't pull out. Bury your cock deep inside of me. Fill me up with that wonderful, delicious cum. Ah. You were really, really passionate. Yeah, I'm fine. I just need a moment. Only a crazy girl would consider that to be too rough. I mean, sure, it hurt a little. But I came so fucking hard. You're amazing. No, I mean it. Before I was obsessed. But now, I'm more satisfied than I've ever been. I really feel something for you. But I get that you don't feel the same thing for me. And I know this is kind of just a sex thing for you, and that's okay. I wasn't trying to trap you or anything, and I wanted all of this, but I don't want you to think it just has to be one time. If you ever feel pent up or frustrated or you need to take your stress out on anyone, you can always call me. I'm serious.
you don't have to get me off or anything. Just use me like you did tonight. Or any other way. Oh. Oh, no, I understand. I understand why you wouldn't want to be my friend with benefits. That's okay. What? Okay, I actually heard you. I wanted to hear you say it again. Do you really mean it? You want me to be your girlfriend? For real? Yes, I would love to be your for real girlfriend. Are you sure? This is all so sudden. For you, I mean. Well, yes. I do feel like I know you very well. Although, obviously, it's just from what I could derive from extensive psychological analysis of your daily interactions and activities, but... All right. I can take a hint. Yeah. Let's try dating for a little while. That sounds wonderful. I mean, I know it's nothing super serious. It's not like we're gonna have a beautiful child of our own and have 3 dogs and 2 cats and a hamster and a carousel in the middle of our backyard. That'll all be in 6 months or so. What? Oh, I didn't say anything. Oh, you're so silly. Yeah, let's just enjoy cuddling. Oh, I love being in your arms. This is where I belong. Oh, yeah. Happy Halloween to you, too.